you stand up for prayer? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord bless, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of all ages, amen. Our Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God, the Father of our Lord, God and Savior Jesus Christ. For he has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to himself, spared us, supported us, and has brought us to this hour. Let us also ask him to guard us in all peace this holy day and all the days of our life, the Pontus Creator, the Lord our God. O Master, Lord God, the Pontus Creator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for everything, concerning everything, and in everything. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour. Therefore, we ask in the future goodness, O lover of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. All the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, taking them away from us and from all your people and from this your holy place. But those things which are good and profitable to provide for us, for it is you who give us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For the grace, compassion, and love of mankind, our only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, through whom the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the worship are due unto you, with him and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who was once with you, now and at all times, and to the age of all ages. Amen. The blessed prayer of our time we offer to Christ our King and our God, beseeching him to forgive us our sins from the Psalms of David, prophet the King. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Praise the Lord, for his psalm is good. Let praise be sweet unto our God. The Lord builds up Jerusalem, and he will gather together the dispersed of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up all their fractures. He numbers the multitudes of stars and calls them all by names. Great is the Lord, and great is his strength. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the meek, but brings sinners down to the ground. Begin the song to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise to our God on the harp. He who covers the heaven with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who causes grass to spring up on the mountains and green herb for the service of men, who gives food to the cattle and to the young ravens that call upon him. He will not take pleasure in the strength of a horse, nor will he be pleased with the legs of man. The Lord will take pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. Alleluia. Holy, 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 a reading from the Holy Gospel according to our Savior, St. Luke. May his blessing be with us all, amen, altogether. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. By the Holy Spirit, that he would not see death before he had seen Christ the Lord. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and said, Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, the light for the revelation of the Gentiles and the glory of people Israel. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Ten oshtem okobe Christos nem pekyoten tos nem pi ebne maetho ebje ak I ek soti emonainan. Behold, I am about to stand before the just judge, terrified and trembling because of my many sins. For a life spent in pleasures deserves condemnation. But repent, O my soul, so long as you dwell on this earth. For inside the grave dust is not praise, and in death no one remembers, neither in Hades does anyone give thanks. Arise from the slumber of laziness and entreat the Savior, repenting and saying, God have mercy on me and save me. Doxa patrike yoke agiob nevmati. If life were everlasting and this world ever existing, you would have an excuse on my soul. But if your wicked deeds and ugly evils were exposed before the just judge, negligent in disciplining the flesh. O Christ our God, before your awesome seat of judgment I am terrified, and before your counsel of judgment I submit, and from the light of your divine radiance I tremble. I, the wretched and defiled, who lies in my bed, negligent in my life. But I take example of the publican beating my chest and saying, O God, forgive me and have mercy on me, a sinner. Amen. O Holy Virgin, overshadow your servant with your instant help, and keep the waves of evil thoughts away from me. Raise up my ailing soul for prayer and vigil, for it has gone into a deep sleep. For you are a capable, compassionate, helpful mother, the bearer of the fountain of my life, Jesus Christ, my hope. We exalt you, the Mother of the true light. We glorify you, Saint Theotokos, for you have brought forth one to save the whole world. He came and saved our souls. Christ, the power of the apostles, the crown of the martyrs, the joy of the righteous, the firmness of the churches, the forgiveness of sins. We proclaim the Holy Trinity, one Godhead. We worship him, we glorify him. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless. Amen. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontificator Creator, creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen. Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, no one in sense of the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended the heavens, he sits right hand of his Father, and he's coming again as Lord to judge the living and the dead, his kingdom shall have no end. I also believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess and baptize the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen. Lord, hear us, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. 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 Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Holy, 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 Lord of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory and honor. Have mercy on us, O God, the Father, the Almighty. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, God of hosts, be with us, for you have no help in our hardships and tribulations, but you absolve, forgive, and remit, O God, our transgressions, those which we have committed willingly, and those which we have committed unwillingly. And those which we have committed unwillingly. The hidden and the manifest, O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us, that it be according to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins. Make us ready to pray thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. But deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, all our sins which you commit against us in this day, whether in deeds or in words or in thoughts or through all senses, please remit and forgive us for the sake of your holy name, as you are good and lover of mankind. God, grant us a peaceful night and a sleep free from all anxiety, and send us an angel of peace to protect us from every evil and every affliction and every temptation of the enemy. For the greatest compassion and love of mankind, of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom is due, with you and with the Holy Spirit, the life giver, this is for you, all glory, honor, and dominion, now and forever, into the ages of all ages. Amen. Have mercy on us, O God, and have mercy on us, now at all times and in every hour, in heaven and on earth, as worshipped and glorified. Good, the long-suffering, the abundant in mercy, and the great in compassion, who loves the righteous and has mercy on the sinners of whom I am chief, who does not wish the death of the sinner, but rather that he returns and lives, who calls all to salvation for the promise of the good things to come. Lord, receive from us our prayers in this hour and in every hour. Ease our lives and guide our commandments. Sanctify our spirits, cleanse our bodies, conduct our thoughts, purify our intentions, heal our diseases, forgive our sins, deliver us from every ill, grief, and distress of heart. Surround us by your holy angels, that by their camp may be guarded and guided in the knowledge of your perceptible infinite glory, for your blessed forever. Amen. And make us ready to pray thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.